Hello, my name is Laura Nellums. I'm currently a student pursuing doctoral research at the Institute of Psychiatry, King's College London. My research was funded by the National Institute for Health Research, Biomedical Research Centre in the UK, by an Overseas Research Student Award, and by the King's International Graduate Scholarship. My master's degree is in medical anthropology, but now I'm pursuing a degree in public mental health. And thank you for coming today to attend this presentation on the effect of migration and stressful life events on women's mental health and quality of life. I have no relationships to disclose before I continue with the presentation. This study focuses on experiences of international migration, which is broadly defined as a change in one's usual country of residence. There is increasing globalization, and with it, levels of migration are increasing globally each year. These populations require appropriate health services. In the UK, for example, there are approximately 4.5 million first-generation immigrants who are living, and 3 million individuals living in London who are immigrants. Approximately 600,000 individuals come to the UK each year, 400,000 of whom come for migration, for education or for work. 75,000 come to join family, 17,000 are granted asylum, though over 30,000 apply each year for asylum. And there is little data on illegal immigrants entering the UK or currently residing in the UK. As you can see from the graph, there are slightly more men who migrate to the UK annually than women, and more men apply for visas as skilled workers or as temporary workers. Additionally, the majority of main asylum applicants are men, though the reverse is true for women, with 70% of dependents who apply for asylum being women. There is no consensus in existing research on the impact of migration on physical or mental health. Some research reports increased morbidity among migrants, while other research has shown improved health outcomes, like my colleague described, both among native populations and individuals' countries of origin and in their destination countries. This lack of consensus is partly due to the heterogeneity of migrant populations in terms of exposure to stressful life events, their trajectory of migration, or demographic characteristics, and variations across studies in the populations studied, the methods used, and health outcomes examined make the impact of migration on health difficult to isolate or to measure. However, some migrant women may be at increased risk for poor mental health outcomes. Women across populations experience an increased prevalence of common mental disorders like anxiety or depression. In the UK, for example, 19.7% of women in the entire population, compared to only 12.5% of men, experience a common mental disorder. Exposure to stressful life events is associated with these mental health outcomes and others, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Migrant women experience an increased risk of exposure to stressful life events due to the circumstances surrounding migration, and there are gender differences in the types of events that migrant women are exposed to. For example, rates of physical and sexual violence have been shown to be very high among some groups of migrant women, like asylum seekers or trafficked women. Overall, there is a lack of research on migrant women's mental health needs. A majority of research into migration and mental health does not acknowledge gender differences in exposure to stressful life events or in mental health outcomes. Studies that do examine gender differences are primarily focused on specific populations, like refugees, on specific types of violence, like domestic violence, or on specific outcomes, like psychosis or post-traumatic stress disorder, resulting in limited insight into risk factors for the diverse population of female migrants and a diversity of health outcomes. Qualitative research can contribute to existing research, the majority of which is quantitative. This qualitative study aims to investigate what experiences migrant women perceive to impact on their mental health and well-being, how women's mental health and well-being have been affected by these experiences, and how these experiences and their impact differ for first-generation immigrant women and women born in the UK. Qualitative methods were used because they are appropriate for research with diverse populations and for research on sensitive topics like sexual violence. Furthermore, qualitative research can explore contextual factors in depth and gain an individual perspective. This qualitative research was part of a mixed methods study and was conducted alongside of a quantitative data study, which used data from a cross-sectional community survey in London. If you're interested in the results of the quantitative study, they will be presented tomorrow in session 4226 in this International Health at 12:30. These methods are complementary, and they provide insight ultimately into both individual experience as well as patterns at a population level. In this qualitative study, I also applied feminist research methods because of the research aims and because of the population of women I studied. This included research aims with emancipatory goals, non-coercive recruitment, reciprocity, including providing information to the women I interviewed on support resources after the interviews, and preserving women's voice in the analysis and in the results. The study included immigrant women and women born in the UK. Participants were recruited from community organisations or were participants in the community survey I mentioned earlier, the South East London Community Health Study, which provided data for the quantitative study. In recruitment, I utilised purposive sampling, which was guided by the 2001 UK Census, and I recruited a diverse sample with regards to ethnicity, country of origin, age, reason for migration, and time in the UK. In the study, I conducted semi-structured, in-depth narrative interviews, and I also enabled non-English-speaking women to participate by providing study literature, including information sheets and consent forms in the women's elected language of choice, and utilizing simultaneous translation with a trained interpreter in the interviews when women chose not to conduct them in English. I used thematic analysis to analyze the transcripts of the in-depth interviews in English, and this was appropriate because of the diverse sample of women, particularly because translation was used. It was also not defined by a specific theoretical perspective, which was important as there is no consensus in previous literature regarding the effect of migration on mental health, and this enabled an inductive or bottom-up approach to be used. The analysis was also interpretative, examining participants' individual perspectives as well as the sociocultural structures and other contextual factors that inform their experience. This complemented the quantitative research, which represents a more positivist approach. Overall, I interviewed 30 women, which included 20 immigrant women and 10 women born in the UK. It is interesting to note the high prevalence of abuse among the women in this sample. Nearly 80% of the women I spoke to disclosed experiencing abuse. In the thematic analysis, I have identified three key themes. First, contextual factors that women perceived to affect their mental health and well-being. Second, significant events which women perceived to affect their mental health and well-being. And third, changes in mental health and well-being that women attributed to these preceding themes. These themes are all interrelated, and well-being attributed, and are often experienced in a recurrent or cyclical way throughout the life course. I will briefly describe the themes in the analysis, including excerpts which you are welcome to read at your leisure, and will focus on themes of relocating, powerlessness, abuse, and changes in health that women experienced. In the narratives, women identified that contextual factors pertaining to their living environment, being powerless, their social world, and their coping and resilience resources affected their mental health and well-being. A sub-theme relating to women's living environments described periods of relocation, which for many women were associated with instability, loss of social support, and increased vulnerability for stressful life events. Periods of relocation were particularly salient for migrant women, as this theme included their experiences of migrating and settling and the changes associated with it. For many migrant women, the circumstances surrounding migration were stressful, and in some cases, migration was not by choice, but rather forced. The theme of powerlessness was also particularly important across the interviews, and both migrant women and women born in the UK described powerlessness as one of the most significant factors contributing to both their vulnerability to other stressors and their poor mental health and well-being. Many of the migrant women I spoke to felt powerless in relation to their experiences of migration, including in the decision to migrate, and their immigrant status, for example, if they are awaiting a decision on their asylum application to remain in the UK, meaning their access to resources and their ability to remain in the UK were not within their control. For many women, powerlessness coincided with experiences of abuse. The circumstances surrounding migration put some migrant women at increased risk of experiencing both powerlessness and abuse. Powerlessness was also associated with limited access to coping resources following migration and presented barriers to being able to escape these situations or to seek help. The abuse women revealed included deprivation and neglect, physical violence, psychological or emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Women identified abuse as having a detrimental impact on their mental health and well-being, above and beyond the majority of their other experiences. Experiences of abuse were disclosed by 22 out of 30 women in the sample. Other significant events that women perceived to affect their mental health and well-being included events relating to loved ones, like the death of a loved one, and health events, for example, a serious accident or illness. Furthermore, the duration for which events were experienced and experiencing multiple stressors at one time contributed to the effect of these events on women's mental health and well-being. In their narratives, women described changes to their health and well-being over their life course, including changes to health in the meaning of their life and changes relating to the process of getting over these effects. The theme of changes in health included both changes in emotional health and in relation to women's whole body. When describing changes to emotional health, immigrant women and women born in the UK identified experiencing stress and anxiety, feeling sad or down, and cognitive disruption. Stress and anxiety were often related to ongoing stressors, particularly in situations in which women felt powerless, thank you, to persistent memories of feeling fearful or trapped, or worries about the future and the potential consequences of events. Migrant women particularly described anxiety in relation to the accumulation of stressors during the process of migrating and settling in the UK, having no area of life they felt was free from stress, and being unable to reduce levels of stress because of limited coping resources. Feeling sad or down was typically associated with loss. Experiences of loss were particularly prevalent among migrant women who faced the loss of their loved ones, community, home, possessions, and identity during their process of migrating. Women also experienced cognitive disruption, including confusion, memory loss, and forgetfulness. This was most common among the migrant women I spoke to, and it was normally experienced in combination with changes to their emotional health, for example, anxiety or depression. Women also described feeling the impact of their experiences on their whole body. This theme includes both physical manifestations of emotional health and experiencing embodied effects, which was unique to the immigrant women I interviewed. This is related to the concept of somatization within a Western biomedical framework. In summary, three key themes were identified in the analysis: the contextual factors women perceive to affect their mental health and well-being, significant events that women perceive to affect their mental health and well-being, and changes in mental health and well-being that they experienced, that they related to these previous experiences. Among both migrant women and women born in the UK, experiences of abuse and periods of powerlessness were perceived to have the most detrimental impact on health and well-being and the ability to cope. Migrating put women at additional risk of experiencing these stressors. Women described that their experiences had an effect on their emotional health and also their whole body. And among the migrant women I spoke to, embodied effects of their experiences seemed particularly salient. Policy and services should acknowledge that the impact of abuse and powerlessness are significant for women, both on their mental health and well-being, and the barriers that these present to help-seeking are often numerous. Migrant women may be at increased risk of these experiences. These women may also have limited access to coping resources, for example, social support or health services, following relocation. Research and health services should utilize an ecological model, as exposure to events like abuse and contextual factors like migrating or powerlessness inform women's health needs. Further research is needed to investigate risk factors for poor mental health among immigrant women at a population level, and other approaches, for example, quantitative methods, can of course contribute to this. Thank you for attending this presentation. I'd like to thank my funders and supervisors for enabling this doctoral research to be conducted. And again, if you're interested, you're very much invited to the session 4226 tomorrow at 12:30 to look at the quantitative study on the impact of migration and stressful life events on women's mental health. Thank you.